The Supplication on Saturdays. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillah, words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite. Words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge with Allah, the Exalted above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. O the Most Merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamun alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome to another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio from Iran.
Love is everywhere, so much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran, I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman.
On Friday, we are here, 4th of Ramadan, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 25th of Isfand, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 15th of March, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Al-Ghafir, verses 41 to 42. We listen to it, we come back, we learn more about these verses.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَيَا قَوْمِ مَا لِي أَدْعُوكُمْ إِلَى النَّجَاةِ وَتَدْعُونَنِي إِلَى النَّارِ.
And O my people, how is it that I invite you to salvation while you invite me to the fire?
تَدْعُونَنِي لِأَكْفُرَ بِاللَّهِ وَأُشْرِكَ بِهِ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِهِ عِلْمٌ وَأَنَا أَدْعُوكُمْ إِلَى الْعَزِيزِ الْغَفَّارِ.
You invite me to disbelieve in Allah and associate with Him that of which I have no knowledge. And I invite you to the Exalted in Might, the Perpetual Forgiver.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Repentance and turning away from polytheism and disbelief will be accepted by Allah Almighty. However, such acceptance is not owing to inability and desperateness, but it signifies that Allah Almighty, the Omnipotence, is oft forgiving. The Divine Most Beautiful names, the Omnipotent and oft forgiving, make a reference to the great origin of fear and hope on the one hand, and they allude to the negation of the divinity of idols and Pharaoh's lacking potency and forgiveness on the other.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Dua for the fourth day of Ramadan.
اللهم قرني فيه على إقامة أمرك وأذقني فيه حلاوة ذكرك وأوزعني فيه لأداء شكرك بكرمك واحفظني فيه بحفظك وسترك يا أبصر
O Lord, strengthen me in it to perform your commands. Enable me in it to taste the sweetness of mentioning your name. Enable me in it to truly thank you with your generosity, and safeguard me in it with your safeguard and cover, O Most Seeing One.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا
شكراً
يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا رحمن شكرا يا.
You are listening to today's special and Ramadan as a gift from Allah. The month of Ramadan is the month of forgiveness, the month of countless blessings, the month in which Laylatul Qadr resides, and so much more. Taking into account all of the attributes associated with the holy month of Allah, it is quite simply a gift from Allah. It is a gift that keeps on giving. The month of Ramadan is the month of fasting. During Ramadan, Muslims fast for a month from the time of the dawn prayer to sunset and spend most of their time in prayer and meditation. It is meant to purify the mind, body, and soul. Fasting itself teaches many things. Obedience and dedication for one, as Muslims around the world undertake fasting as commanded by Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, in our today's show we shall be talking about the month of worshipping God. Ramadan is the month of worshipping God. Servitude and spirituality in the blessed month of Ramadan reach their peak, for it is the only month whose name is mentioned in the Quran. And its importance lies in the fact that it is the month of the revelation of all heavenly books. The blessed month of Ramadan is the month of Allah's banquet. However, this banquet is different from human banquets, since the spirit of servitude and spirituality prevails in Allah's banquet. The servants are welcomed with divine forgiveness. The blessed month of Ramadan is an opportunity to practice servitude. If someone practices being a servant of God in this blessed month and does not show reverence to anyone other than the sublime Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he or she will have attained the best provision. A person who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correctly in the month of Ramadan will no longer feel alone, as he or she have become connected to a flaw through which everything will be in his or her hand. A person who has attained reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through worship in the month of Ramadan will become creative. The blessed month of Ramadan has very high social and cultural aspects, to the extent that maintaining family ties, assisting the weak, and helping orphans in this month of Ramadan in the month of Ramadan have multiplied rewards. Drawing closer to divine piety is the greatest and best effect of fasting mentioned in the divine verses.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
Be with IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Every day for 15 minutes.
ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد.
What makes Ramadan so special compared to other months is that during this month, the rewards are multiplied. Every form of worship, every act of kindness, every good deed done during this month carries more weight and blessings. Allah's mercy and generosity is showered upon us in this month. It is said that the gates of forgiveness are opened during the month of Ramadan. All prayers are heard. This is why Muslims graciously donate to charity, undertake child sponsorship, and do other good deeds in addition to paying their zakat.
أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال
الله الله يا ربي يا الله
The month of Ramadan is a determination to avoid sins. Fasting is not mere abstinence from food and drink, as we have heard many times. It is also staying away from all sins. While fasting, all the organs of the body fast and refrain from doing anything which would displease Allah. A believer makes a firm decision to avoid all sins that he commits most often and plans how he will stay away from them during the month. This conscious preparation of a war against sins is a very necessary item in the baggage of a believer in his journey towards Allah.
According to religious traditions and narrations, fasting in the summer season leads one away from temptations, brings one closer to Allah, and grants patience and perseverance. In the blessed month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given humans the opportunity to reflect on their past deeds and actions before being held accountable, so they can account for their actions themselves. A person can, through supplication and prayer, prepare the grounds for polishing their soul from sin to receive the lights of mercy that shine upon the hearts of monotheists and believers. The nights and days of the blessed month of Ramadan are the best hours, and we must make the most of every moment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always attentive to the spiritual elevation of His creatures. And if someone does not pay attention to the spread feast of this spiritual month, he or she have in fact fled from the light to darkness.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode. Please keep us in your dua and supplication. Have a nice time, and we leave you in Allah's protection.
Ramadan, 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 Ramadan. The blessed month has dawned upon us, with its merits and blessings combined. In it the Qur'an was revealed to Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon his soul. Ramadan, 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 Ramadan. Without Iman being uplifted from reading the Holy Quran, and the joy of breaking our fast every day, O blessed month of Ramadan.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone. Let us ponder on what the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, has quoted from his cousin, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, on the rules of fasting. Whoever fasts during the month of Ramadan out of faith and seeking Allah's pleasure, and guards his ears, eyes and tongue from harming others, Allah will accept his fasting and forgive his past sins.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more.
You're listening to Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. One of the things is highly recommended in Islam through awliya. Prophet Muhammad talked about it. Ahlul Bayt a lot of time talked about it, and that is about sabr, patience. A true mu'min has to be a man of patience. We have a lot of hadith in this part, but because we are in the month of Ramadan, there's a beautiful hadith where it says, As-sawm nisfu sabr. So sabr means in English patience. Patience means when you control yourself and you do not take yourself into the world of something where you have not thought enough. So before you enter in something, you have to think what you are going to do. You better always be man of patience or woman, whatever it is. A Mu'min brother has to be, a Mu'min sister has to be a follower of patience. Patience is the base of your iman, it's a base of your faith or faithfulness, it's a base of your religion. Patience is very important. If we do not care about patience and we keep doing things without thinking, It's a big problem. It causes us to lose our faith. It causes us to lose our relationship with the awliya of God, like with Ahlul Bayt, with Rasulullah, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is not good. So a man of patience is always in the safe side. As-sawm nisfu sabr, if you want to practice patience, and you want to be man of patience and you cannot control yourself, let's say you're trying to practice patience but you're not able to succeed, then you better start with fasting. As-sawm nisfu sabr. If you start fasting, basically you have gone half of the way, so your half of your job is done. Basically, as-sawm nisfu sabr. Start learning patience through fasting. Fasting has a lot of barakat, a lot of positive things for you. Beside all those rewards, one of the most essential reward you can have through fasting is that you learn patience. So patience is not something you can say, I'm just living and I don't need patience. No, patience is the head for faith. If one person has no patience, that means his faith has no head, and nobody can survive without head. As a human being, we always have to have head, because head is the central processing unit in the body. So patience is the same thing. When we want to improve our faith, our religion, our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our practicing, everything, we have to go through patience. How we can learn patience? Simple. Rasulullah said, As-sawm nisfu sabr. So try to learn patience. If you're not able to learn patience, start with fasting. And we are, alhamdulillah, in the month of Ramadan, and we are already learning how to become man or woman of patience. A mu'min is always achieve success through patience, and one of the device for achieving patience is sawm. That's why Prophet Muhammad said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, as-sawm nisfu sabr. So when you start your learning patience, you can go through fastings, and when you go through fastings, you're almost halfway gone through, because The rest of half is remaining, and you can go through other ibadat, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Ammar in the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ya ayyuhal muzammil qum al-layla illa qalila nisfahu
aw inqus minhu qalila aw zid 'alayhi wa rattilil qur'ana tartila.
Ad'awtuka rabbi bi qur'ani jannibni harrani.
Let's recite the Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm really, really glad to have Brother Hussein Akbari and Fawad Haider with me today in the studio. Assalamu alaikum, Fawad Haider.
Salam, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. I'm good. How about you?
I'm good.
Alhamdulillah. Salam, Hussein. How are you?
Salamu alaikum. I'm fine.
Fine? All right. So everyone is fine here. So brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio, thank you so much for joining. Inshallah, today we will talk about Ayah 48, Surah Al-A'raf. Still, we are in Surah Al-A'raf. Ayah 48, page 156.
Six.
Right?
Yes.
Yes, in the middle of the page.
Yes, middle.
So, everyone, let's listen to the recitation of this ayah, and we'll get back to the explanation and the tajweed rules. Let's go.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ونادى أصحاب الأعراف رجالا يعرفونهم بسيماهم قالوا ما أغنى عنكم جمعكم وما كنتم تستكبرون.
Great recitation. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. What a beautiful ayah. وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْأَعْرَافِ رِجَالًا يَعْرِفُونَهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ قَالُوا مَا أَغْنَى عَنْكُمْ جَمْعُكُمْ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. Oh, oh, what a beautiful ayah. Wow, a great lesson we can learn from this ayah. And the occupants, or the ashab of A'raf, of the elevations, okay, the occupants of the elevations will call out to certain men.
Residents of like the heaven? Or?
No, 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 ashab al-A'raf, those who will be on the top of
the hills.
The hills, yes. Yeah, A'raf, the place between heaven and hell, okay, there is a place, a high place, where people will be standing there, that we talked about it in the previous sessions. So those people who will be looking at the people in the heaven and the people in the hellfire. So they will see certain people, they will call out actually certain men whom they recognize by their marks, by their face. Okay? They knew them. The Ashab al-A'raf know those people, okay?
From this world, yeah. Or over there?
They're there in the Jannah, okay? They know that these are the people who will be entering hellfire. About people who will be who are entering heaven, we talked about it previously.
Yes.
This session, Allah talks about people who will be entering hellfire. Look, قالوا, this Ashab al-A'raf tell them, okay? ما أغنى عنكم جمعكم. you are rallying or whatever you collected for yourself. Your wife, your children, your friends, all right, your workers, your best friends, your money, your house, huh? Yes. Your wealth, whatever you had collected for you in the world. Ma aghna ankum, did not avail you. They couldn't save you. They couldn't benefit you. If they are going to enter heaven, it means they didn't use their wealth in a proper way.
Yes, sir. If they used their wealth, they wasted their wealth.
Actually,
They could store it for the afterlife. How?
Yeah.
If they donated.
Oh, mashallah. Donated. Built schools.
And people
masjids.
Doesn't like wasteful people.
Yes. The universities, streets, huh?
Yes.
Help the community. Or at least do good deeds. So at least this could save you.
Yes.
But this money, for example, millions of dollars if somebody earn, or thousands of dollars if somebody gain, okay, or earn, every month or every year, these dollars can take him to the hellfire, and also these dollars can take him to the
heaven.
Heaven. So you should decide yourself what to do with your money. All right. So these people of A'raf will call them قَالُوا مَا أَغْنَى عَنْكُمْ. They didn't really avail you. وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. Nor what you used to disdain. Look, you were so rebellious to Allah Almighty. You're always like disobeying Allah Almighty. And you're proud of this.
That you disobeyed.
Okay? Yeah, you disobey. Like sometimes they are in, like making fun of the religious people. The non-religious people make fun of the religious people. Hey, you, every time you go to masjid, then stop going to masjid. Let's go and enjoy. Let's go to the park. Let's go to these kind of places. Let's go and enjoy ourselves. Yes? And this type of people are just
talking
denying.
Nonsense.
Yeah. So in the day of judgment, they will understand what has happened. What they really had done. So now, this ayah talks about it. Refer to the Tafsir books, inshallah, if you want to learn more about the tafsir of this ayah.
الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ.
If you see the Holy Quran, in Surah Muzammil, ayat number 20, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, and recite as much as possible from the Quran. As much as possible.
رَبَّنَا رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا.
That's why they say one of the beauties of the eloquence of the fasahat and balaghat of the Quran is that whenever you open the Quran, it's as if it speaks to you today very, very clearly.
The Quran is a covenant of God for His creature. It is misaq. It is covenant for His servants. It is necessary for the Muslims to read this covenant and recite 50 words every day.
Hussein, we are ready to listen to you for a beautiful recitation. Ready?
Yes.
And correct.
Yeah, go on.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونادى أصحاب الأعراف رجالا يعرفونهم بسيماهم قالوا
أحسنت ما شاء الله. Now continue from the word قالوا.
قالوا ما أغنى عنكم جمعكم وما كنتم تستكبرون.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. So ونادى أصحاب الأعراف. There is no important rule. Tajweed rule. Everything is easy. Just pronounce the letters correctly. Sad, ha, ayn, hamza. The point is with the word رجالاً يعرفونهم that we practiced it in the previous session as well. Once again.
Yes.
So what could you tell us about it?
So رجالا has a tanween on it. Mm-hmm. رجالاً.
Mm-hmm.
And the word that comes after it is يعرفونهم.
Mm-hmm.
So as you see, the first letter is ya.
Mm-hmm. In the word يعرفونهم.
In the word يعرفونهم.
Okay.
Based on the nun sakin rules and tanween rules. Here we have a tanween. And after tanween comes ya. And ya is from the يرملون letters, which are dedicated to
idgham.
Nice. So the word changes. I mean, the pronunciation changes to رجالي يعرفونهم.
All right, Hussein. رجالن يعرفون based on idgham rule that Fawad well explained it. How do you read it?
رجالي.
أحسن. رجالي يعرفونهم. Good job. يعرفونهم. For the meme sakin, which is followed by the letter ba, there's also an important rule. What is it? Fawad?
يعرفونهم بسيماهم. So
yes.
Here,
ميم ساكن.
يعرفونهم ends with ميم ساكن, and after that, the word starts with ba.
Ba.
So this is a rule outside of نون ساكن, but it consists one of the rules from نون ساكن, which is إخفاء.
إخفاء. Good job. So it means you
hide the sound
hide
of
the
ميم.
Sound of ميم. How do you read it, Hussein? يعرفونهم. Read it.
يعرفونهم بسيماهم.
أحسن. Hide the sound of ميم. يعرفونهم بسيماهم. Good job. And قالوا is, look, بسيماهم ends with ميم ساكن again, but the next letter is قاف. قاف is not like ba.
Yes.
So you just read the
just
ميم.
Read it.
إظهار. سيماهم قالوا. Yeah. ما أغنى عنكم. The mad, you can extend it or skip it. عنكم نون ساكن plus كاف.
إخفاء.
إخفاء, hide the sound of نون ساكن. The rule إخفاء, you might have seen in the تجويد books. That's it. You hide the sound of نون. عنكم جمعكم وما كنتم. Again.
إخفاء.
Hide the sound of نون. تستكبرون. That's all. So, time to recite it. I will recite it once. Hussein and Fawad Haider will repeat. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, as you're listening, let's practice it. Ready, everyone?
Yes.
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ونادى أصحاب الأعراف رجالا يعرفونهم بسيماهم قالوا.
ونادى أصحاب الأعراف رجالا يعرفونهم بسيماهم قالوا.
أحسنتم. قالوا ما أغنى عنكم جمعكم وما كنتم تستكبرون.
قالوا ما أغنى عنكم جمعكم وما كنتم تستكبرون.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
That's all from us for today, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Thank you so much for being with us up to this time. See you inshallah in the next session. Stay with IRB English Radio. Fawad and Hussein Akbari, thank you so much for being with us in this session. See you inshallah next session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi.
وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
This is Back to Reality. Back to Reality. Back to
it's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. I am Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be at your service. And there again, we have two very dear guests, Sister Bita and Sister Rehane. Just as the ritual of this program goes, I would like you both to introduce yourself very much briefly. And let's start with Sister Rehane.
Assalamu alaikum to our dear guests. I'm Rehane. I'm 23. My background in English has been in English translation for now. And I'm a mother of one.
Oh my God, that's very nice. And you, Sister Bita?
Yeah, I'm studying medicine and an honor to be here.
Thank you, both of you, for being here. By the way, I wish you luck in your life and in your studies and in whatever you do. The many times in life that we come to think and evaluate whatever we've been doing up until now, we come to ask ourselves, am I living a life of the holy people? Am I a good adherent, a follower of Imam Ali alayhi salam and his set of rules and principles? Am I close to what he expected me to be or to call as his followers? And the answer seems to be so difficult.
It always reminds me of this beautiful quotation, I think, in hadith from Imam Sadiq, if I'm not mistaken, peace be upon him and his family. Do not be the reason of our shame. Make us proud.
Exactly.
And that sentence is everything. Whatever we do, the most little thing that we do from the time that we wake up from our bed mm-hmm. to the time that we go to bed is one of the reasons of their happiness or their sadness whenever they see our lives. And if you put it that way, then it's clear for you what to do and what not to do.
Exactly, yeah. So we must take into consideration whatever verses we have in the Holy Book of Quran that have asked us to live a virtuous life, and also all the narrations that we have
exactly.
in the Islamic heritage of our own religion. So, you, Sister Rehane, just tell me, what would be your reaction to such questions?
I think the answer is very obvious that I don't think that the way that we live right now, currently, especially now at the end of time, is anywhere near the standard that it should be. To please Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
And the reasons are?
Well, many reasons. The way that we live our lives in society, in politics, in regards to our family, even if we try to live our lives according to the narrations, I think the way that society is right now makes it very difficult for us. Everyone just lives life the way they want.
You mean selfishly.
Exactly. Like we live the way that is easy for us. And right now, I don't think society has made it easy for us to be good followers of Imam Ali.
I'm afraid to say yes, that's very true. Well, society and the things that are going on in the whole world, generally speaking, just if you look back and see the histories and then look forward and see what's going on, we would see much more of brutality, much more of harshness toward all human beings. And as human beings, since we're asked to be kind toward each other, we do not see that kindness, honestly speaking. It's all much of ruthlessness and selfishness and being so harsh toward each other. It's mostly like this. These are the things that we see mostly in society. But that should not actually make it like this, that, okay, now that society is like this and everything is going bad, wrong, on a very wrong track or off the key, there's no way for me to improve myself.
Sisters, I don't want to sound like kind of idealistic, but the thing is, you're looking at the consequence of the society. I mean, the society we're living in is a combination of so many people. And I believe that the standard that our infallible, peace be upon them, consider is not the consequence, is the amount of the trying that you are committing in a way of your life. How many times you try, it doesn't matter that you failed at the end of the story. The time that you try to be better, the time that you insisted in front of the bad desires that you have that deviated you from your path is the point.
So now there comes this question that, and now we said that, okay, we ask ourselves if we are close to what Imam Ali alayhi salam wanted us to be. So the question is, how are the people, according to Imam Ali alayhi salam's principles, according to him, according to his perspective, how is a good follower of him and his company? But to answer that, we go for a short break and then we'll be back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Yeah, we're talking about how to be a good follower of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And am I one of those followers? How am I going to evaluate myself and make believe that, okay, I am one of those people. And if he was right there, he would have accepted the way I'm living my life, the way I'm interacting with other people, my social responsibilities, my personal responsibilities. I'm doing all of them in the best way possible. So we got to this question that, how are these followers and what are the criteria, the characteristics of these people?
I suppose what Sister Vita said stands correct. We must always strive to be the best that we can be, obviously. And I guess that's the best that we can expect of ourselves. Right now, I think the thing that we should focus mostly on is family, because that's something that affects the whole society. If we concentrate on the values that Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and his family have taught us by their actions, we can create a better society by just implementing those virtues in our lives. And I guess the most that we can expect of ourselves is to try our best.
Yeah, to try our best. And according to Imam Ali, how is explained a person who is a good follower of him?
First of all, I'm going to mention this point that I'm not a follower. You know, I'm not qualified to call myself a follower. I'm a lover. Okay, and I have this love of Imam Ali, peace be upon him and his family, and I try to be a follower. It's a long way for me to be a follower, a real follower of Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Yeah, for all of us, of course.
Yeah, exactly. And the second point is that I think the first thing is knowledge. We are living in a modern world that we have to defeat our enemies. We have to teach them the principles of the truth of this world and Allah Almighty. And in order to do that, we need technology. We need to be developed. We need to be scientific.
Ourselves.
And this is the first point. In order to actually make a better society, we have to educate them. So education is the key. And another point of the society material, in order to be a better follower of Imam Ali, peace be upon him and his family, is justice. You know, we have to be just in every level of society that we are. And I believe these are the two principles, and other things comes from these two.
These sub-branches, you mean. There are these sub-branches to these major points. And according to me, I guess, the real followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, and especially Imam Ali alayhi salam, because he is considered to be the father, he is the one who set the principles for us, and he's the one who has taught us how to live and how to be a better person. According to him, a real follower would never lie. According to him, a real follower would never put other people into trouble or problems. And there are a lot more to these definitions. You know, when we say there is no lie, that means you're an honest person. That means you are so sincere with other people. That means when you are interacting with other people, when you're selling things to them, when you are being their doctors, when you are being whatever interaction you would have with people, you're not going to deceive them. Yeah. You're not going to play tricks on people. You're going to be a help to everyone, and you would never be a center of inflicting miseries to other people. Just to get more of information about what we were talking about, I guess, it's the right time for us to go for another break, after which we're going to pursue our discussion. Welcome back. This is Back to Reality. You're listening to IRB English Radio. Sister Bita and Sister Rehana are in here, and I am at your service as well, where we're talking about are we really considered as the real followers of Imam Ali alayhi salam and Ahlul Bayt generally, or we're just called like that, like the followers of those honorable people, and how those people are defined, and what are the things that I can attribute to myself and develop them in my characteristics in order to be called a follower of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So as a mother, Sister Rehana, you have mentioned that you are a mother, and then mothers also have got some definitions according to Imam Ali alayhi salam. How would you contribute to this adjective of being called a follower of Imam Ali alayhi salam? What are the responsibilities of mothers who are under the, under this umbrella that, okay, we're called the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam?
Well, mostly a mother has the role of teaching the next generation, and
she's a role model, of course, for her children.
Yes, but not just by action, but also by teaching, like telling the stories of Ahlul Bayt, telling the stories of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. And by teaching those things to a mother, if she teaches those things to her children and develops the love of Imam Ali in their hearts, in her children's hearts from a young age, I think that would fulfill her role mostly. Just educating her children and creating that love, nurturing that in her children. That would be one of the greatest roles, I think. I suppose that is correct, of course. As a mother, if a mother is not just between her children and she has preferential treatments and she always prefers one child over another in their fights, that would be very bad. we must take a leaf out of Imam Ali's page and just like the story that there's something that my mother always used to do, and she learned it from Imam Ali, peace be upon him. And whenever me and my sister were fighting over something, like maybe a piece of candy, she would always give one of us the role of cutting that thing in half and the other one to choose that half. So this was one of the things that she learned from Imam Ali, and she implemented that in the way that she treated us. That way, both children learn to be just and to give a fair share among each other.
Exactly. Yeah, that's very true. So the role of mother is to teach them And of course, through her characteristics as a role model to her children, through her being just, being fair, being kind, teach them kindness, and teach them not to be brutal toward other people around. You know, as children go to school, they would learn things that are not according to what their mothers have always taught them. So it's not just being a good teacher, it's just about, it's not monitoring children, it's, you know, implementing things inside their souls so that they would never forget them, just as Sister Rehana mentioned them. And you, Sister Abita, as a girl, as a youth, what are the things that we could do to be considered as the followers of Imam Ali alayhi salam?
Actually, it's a huge responsibility for youth generation to be a follower. And the thing is, the most important thing you have to do as a youth is to resist this temptation you have to do bad things.
Well, that's very important.
And that's really difficult because we're living in a world full of social medias, full of
glosses, places, slogans, you know, and notions.
Everything is accessible, okay? If you want drugs, you can go into the street and there is someone. You can find
it
in less than
2 minutes. If you want corruption, it's just right in front of you.
Exactly.
Yeah. So to call ourselves a follower of Imam Ali alayhi salam brings a lot of responsibilities with it. And it does not go with only beautiful words. We have to practice them in our life. And practicing that is not easy. We have to, just as the sisters mentioned, we have to learn many things for ourselves. We have to educate ourselves. And through these educations, we're going to develop such a perfect, magnificent characteristics that would be considered as a follower of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So thank you for staying with us. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Until another session, I bid you farewell. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
يا الله يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمة رازقة يا الله يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا التي أمى رائزك لتعصي دليلتك وانسك.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say لا إله إلا الله. Never forget to say لا إله إلا الله.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hussain Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program.